Stop 18, the location of the stamping battery from the 1930s. 80 years after Blight began working the Eureka Reef, some local men established a battery here. It provided some employment during the Great Depression of the 1930s, but the only evidence are the two blocks of concrete which form the foundations for the battery itself. The men who worked here and at the cyanide plant below were just some of the many men who went gold prospecting as an alternative to unemployment. At the next stop, we'll visit a tunnel and a shaft that were constructed in an attempt to mine the Eureka Reef from underneath. They're at stop 19, about 80 metres on and around the bend.